At Dave Gill Chevrolet, we have back-to-school savings all month long. Check out our incredible selection of the latest Chevrolet models, including the rugged Silverado, the versatile Trax, and the stylish Equinox. We pride ourselves on exceptional customer service and unbeatable deals. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online at DaveGillChevy.com or stop by our dealership at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus. Dave Gill Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. See dealer for complete details.
This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Brandon Weichert of National Interest about testimony before the House Committee of vulnerability of the U.S. to maintain its demands for high chips for AI and almost everything else from attack from the outside and what is to be done. One of the things is to build here what is vulnerable there. Brandon Weichert here explains. The House is on this. We need money and we need time. We don't have it either. More of this later on in the week.
News over the last 2 weeks, it was entitled Shaping Tomorrow, the Future of Artificial Intelligence. The House Oversight Committee brought in three AI experts. One of them, I think, had a national security background as well. And they were arguing what I've been arguing, which is that, yes, America has the world's most advanced chips, but we are relying on chips that are produced in really Taiwan with 90% of the market share in terms of producing these high-end chips. Taiwan is a major target of China's military machine that is growing more aggressive and more dangerous every day. And while we may enjoy having those high-end chips right now, the slightest disruption to that supply chain is coming. And when it happens, we will be completely unprepared. And what this panel was discussing with the Congress 2 weeks ago was they were saying, hey, we need a new CHIPS Act that's more comprehensive. And we also need to incorporate language into the next round of budgeting bills that basically prevents things like NVIDIA being able to sell their higher end chips to China, which is something that the Trump administration has asked NVIDIA to start doing, much to NVIDIA's joy. And that's because Trump's trying to get this deal done with Beijing on trade, and he's using the chips as leverage to get a better deal. But ultimately, we are relying far too much on these foreign built high end chips. And once those get disrupted, any kind of disruption, our economy is going to tank, because right now our economy is really riding on the growth expectations of not only the tech sector, but specifically the American AI sector.
Let me